Good evening.
Good evening.
Andrea says, oh, our backyard is flooding. Sorry, I have to run. It's always something, huh? Oh, this always something is empty. Always something is empty. As soon as that something is over with, there'll be another something. The identification with it all. That's one of the things that happens, kind of identification. And then the constant attempting to let it go. And then you kind of struggle with that for a while. I find it helpful to asking, how can I help? It's the big I asking the question. So it's sharing the immense emptiness of things. It really looks different when you're not caught up in trying to make something and you're just being. So refreshing. Andrea, before she had to run off to keep the backyard from flooding, she's mentioned something about being in the flow. Stay in the flow, but don't get caught up in the torrent. So here she is in the backyard.
Wow.
It happens to me like that too. I'll do a Dharma talk and then I'll have all these lessons to learn from it. So maybe I ought to just keep my mouth shut. Yeah. What's going on for you guys?
As I was meditating tonight, you were talking about, you know, wanting to make something happen. And I had this image of vegetable soup. And I had a ladle and I was ladling out the vegetables so that the soup would be clear. And then I remembered, I was thinking, why are you working so hard at this? This is not the goal. It's interesting that you brought that up.
Nice to see your presence there, Nancy.
I'd like to wish everybody a happy summer solstice.
Thank you.
Yesterday.
Yeah. It's good to pay attention to these things. The natural rhythms of our lives.
I think our bodies respond to them whether we're conscious of it or not.
Of course. Yeah. But being conscious of them is like being conscious of a larger self. Because you're not, you know, just caught up in whatever your drama is in any given moment, whatever things you're dealing with. But this larger rhythm that you're part of encourages you to see a larger picture of life rather than just, you know, the storm in the teacup. So that's one of the reasons I really enjoy recognizing such events like the earth tilting to the sun.
I had an experience where you talk about making things.
Yeah.
And being around people that are making things. I went to band camp this past week. My worst nightmare happened. I was sitting next to a friend of mine who had a cardiac arrest and fell over. And I had to roll him on his back and start CPR and do all of that thing. A friend of mine who was there, we're good friends of his. And I've never had to do anything like that on a really good friend of mine. And off he went off to the hospital, and my friend, he revived well enough. He started breathing and his color came back. Da, 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 da. And so he went off in the ambulance. This was during a concert, during sort of a small ensemble concert where I was watching some people play. And yeah. And so then he went off in the ambulance. And my friend who was one of the two people that was, I sort of became the code nurse and I was shouting orders to everybody. It was like I'd reverted back, you know, into my past life. I was a coronary care nurse for many years. And so she went off with them to the hospital and I stayed there and had to sort of, they decided to continue with a small ensemble concert. Okay. So I'm there sort of trying to get instruments packed and all that. But I was aware of all the other people making things about the whole situation that was going on. And unfortunately, I was in the center of that.
It's a good thing you were there with your history, your background, and your knowledge. You were able to be really helpful.
Well, he's in the ICU now, awake, alert.
Good. Yeah, so I don't really understand what it was about the experience that you felt like making. You mean that people were giving you more attention than you would normally have?
Oh, yeah, nobody knew who I was. I was just like, you know, nobody knew who I was. Nobody knew who I was. All of a sudden, I was this celebrity, you know. People were coming up to me and saying, oh, if I ever have a heart attack, I hope you're there, you know. And like a sense of, oh, you're a hero. You know, I mean, like it was just really, really, really bizarre. It was their way of expressing their trauma, you know. Yes. I mean,
well, I can imagine, you know, that for many people, it puts you in touch with something that you don't, you try to avoid thinking about.
Correct. Yeah.
And you didn't have any time to think about it. You were just like taking care of the situation. Boom, this is what needs to be done. I'm doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting how, you know, people would say, well, these things happened and these things, you know, it was like eyewitness accounts were all different, you know.
Sure. Besides that one experience, generally, the music aspects of it were good.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was a wonderful camp.
Yeah, good.
I didn't play as well as I could have afterwards, but, you know, that's all right.
Sure.
It was what, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that. Powerful. Any other thoughts?
That was incredible synchronicity for that man to have a heart attack sitting next to someone who's trained as a coronary care nurse. That's an amazing story.
Yeah. Well, from the point of view of non-duality, it's all synchronicity. Mm-hmm. So let's end with that. Thank you. Yes. Good night.